Daf is Daf Ayin. I got to the end of Samach Tesser and Bez, three lines up by Rabba. Does that work for you, or should we? Okay, I figured. So the Gemara asks the question. Gemara had been asking a series of different questions related to being Mekayim Neder, being Mefir Neder. So it comes along Rabba, by Rabba, Kaim Lichi Hayom Mahu. He says, the father or husband say to the daughter or wife, respectively, that I'm kaim today. I'm kaim your nether just today. What's the din? Mi amrina? Do we say kimand amar? It's as if he said damar la mufar lechil machar. It's as if I'm saying, or the husband saying, I'm kaim today, but I'm mefer tomorrow. It's only a 24-hour day that I'm being kaim the nether, but by tomorrow it's mefer. Odima halo amar la. Or maybe he never said mefer. You can't assume that, you can't infer that he's going to say mefer. He just said mekaim hayom. You cannot take any walk with any inference of there being a may for tomorrow. So imtim salamer, if you're going to say hello amarla, so he's never said a hafara. So since he never said hafara, he just said a limited kayim that doesn't imply a hafara. So it wouldn't be a 24-hour day, 24-hour kiyum only. It would be a kiyum forever. So since he didn't say it, but let's say amarla mufar l'chi l'macher. Let's say he says the opposite. He says I may fear to you just today. Mahu, what's halacha in this case? Mi amrina l'machar l'matzi mefer? Could you say, well, tomorrow he can no longer be mefer, d'ha kaima l'nidr hayom? Because since he said hafar for one day period only, that means mimela tomorrow is going to be a kim. And once it's a kim, you can't change it to hafara. Ol dilmor, perhaps we say, kevin d'lo amr la kaim l'chi hayom, ki kamar le mufar l'chi l'machar. Mayom kamar. Or do we say, since he didn't say kaim today, hayom, when he said mufar tomorrow, it's really from today, he said. And it'll look confusing, right? So again, the initial case was, he said, I'm being making today only. Does that imply tomorrow there's going to be an automatic hafara? Or no, he never said hafara. And if we assume that he never said hafara, therefore there's no hafara tomorrow, so let's say again, he says, I'm saying tomorrow there's going to be hafara. So do we say tomorrow the hafar is not actually going to work? Because since today he said nothing about today, that means today there's an automatic kayim. Or no, since he never said kayim today, he just said tomorrow, when he said tomorrow there's going to be a hafar, it's as if he said already from today there's a hafara. Okay, I'm not sure if it's worth going through the whole back and forth, but the Gemara says further now, vim tim salomar, if you're going to assume, by the way, whenever there's an im tim salomar, whenever there's a shaila of two different possibilities, and we say im tim salomar, if you say this way, the Rambam holds that's how we paskin. So vim tim salomar, if you're going to say, afil hachi kerin de kaima hayom lamachar kamanda as isadami, if you're going to say, since today he was mekayim today, because he only said about, I want there to be tomorrow hafara, which implies that today there's a kaim. So since he was Mekayim today, tomorrow it's as if the Isadami. It's as if there is a nether. Right, that's what we're assuming right now, is if there is a nether. And therefore the Hafar doesn't work anymore. Even though his initial statement was, there will be Hafar tomorrow, doesn't make a difference. Since he said nothing about today, it's as if he did a Kiyum today, and when tomorrow comes around, the Hafar no longer works. So let's say now he says, so Amarlei, let's say he says, Kaim Lechi Shah Mao. Let's say he says, I'm being Mekayim for you for just a moment. Ladafka an hour, could be just a moment. I'm Kaim for you a moment. So do we say, Mahu, Ki Amrinan Kimand Amarla Mufar Lechi Lacha Shah Idami? Since he says, I'm being Mekayim you for a moment, does that imply the moment after I'm going to have a Hafara, even though he never says that? Or maybe he never said anything about hafara. Just because he made a limited kayim, he said, I'm only mekayim you for an hour, doesn't mean he means it's going to be hafara after the shah passes. So imtim shalom, if you're going to say halo amrla, he never said anything about a hafara, so therefore there could be no inferred hafara. Mihu amrla mai. This is, according to Islam, this is the hardest parak in Shas, by the way. So don't feel so bad. We'll make it through the Mishnah. The Mishnah hopefully will be easier when we get there. We'll just make it through this point. So again, to mihu. But if you say, again, if you assume he never, if he says kaim shah, he never said anything about hafara. That it cannot be an assumed hafara afterwards. So mihu amar la. But let's say he says my. So mihu amar la. Let's say he does say it. He says kaim the shah, and then he says actually explicitly. He says also, and then there should be hafara after the hour passes. Then what's the halacha? He actually says there should be a hafar afterwards. Mi amrina, do we say, came into kaim makaima? Since he's makaim once, the hafar no longer could kick in. Well, duma, came into chuliyoma bar hakama bar hafarahu. Or do we say, since you have a whole day to make a decision about a kaim or a hafara, he can go back and forth. Even though he says a kaim followed by a hafara, that works. You could do a hafara after there already was a kaim, as long as it's within 24 hours. So, ki amar mufar lachi lachasha mahani. So maybe he should say, after he says a mufar, after the shah, maybe it should really work. So what's the answer? The Gemara says, Toshma, Harini Nazira, a woman says, if I mentioned this in the past, Rav Shechter, when you want to apply to why he was Kola Elyon, so he asks you a bunch of questions. So he likes to ask you simple questions to make people realize that even simple questions are important, not only the complex things. So the one question he's known for, he doesn't ask anymore, everybody knows now, but can a woman be a Nazir? That's the question he asks. Can a woman be a Nazir? So initially everyone says, well, of course not. We always think of Shimshon as the prime example. Women have long hair already. It's always men who become Nazirim. So the Pasuk says, ki Yazir Ish O Isha Nazir Lashem. Pasuk says, in Nazir, even a woman could be a Nazir. So we have a number of examples, as we'll be learning in a few weeks, we're getting to Maseches Nazir. There are a number of examples of women becoming a Nazir. So the case is, Harini Nazira, a woman says, I'm going to be a Nazir. Vishama Balan, her husband, hears about this. Vamar, he says, Vani, I too, this is a good way to prepare us for Nazir, I too want to be a Nazir. Ein Yachal Lahafir, he cannot be Mefer. Now the reason why he can't be Mefer is since a person can never be made for his own Nidarm, or Nazirs and Nidarm are the same category for the most part. So now, since his own self is dependent on her, he's va'ani, I'm attaching myself to your nether, if he's going to be made for his wife's nether, that's going to mean his nether is also going to fall. Now, he has a right to be made for his own nedarim, so by him attaching his own nether to her nether, he loses his right to be made for her nedarim. Okay, so what does that do with us? So, va'mai, but why not? Nema, he should be able to say, va'ani, that which I said, ani, that word ani, it should be Damar, let's interpret it to Amar Hu al Nafshe Davi Nazir. Aval Harini Nazir delay the Shah Achas Kaima. Lachasha I Bai Lefer Amaini Yachalafir. La Mishim Dechem the Kaima Kaima. So what's he saying? Interpret the word Tvani as on myself that I want to be a Nazir. But nothing to do with what my wife said. When she said Harini Nazira, that was for herself that she should be Mekayim for an hour. I'm going to say, I want her to be a Nazir for an hour. This way my Nazirs could be Chal also. But when it comes to her Nazirs, let her Nazirs expire after an hour passes. But don't make me attached to her entirely. And then let me be made for her Nazirs. And the fact that the Gemara doesn't allow me to do that tells us that since I'm Mekayim her Nazirs for one moment, because again, I want her Nazirs to be good so that my Nazirs could be good. Let it be just for 1 hour, for a second, so my Nazirs Chal. And let hers expire afterwards. Since we don't allow him to be made for it at all, tells us once you're Mekayim a Nether, it's Mekayim forever. You can't change minds even within 24 hours. Mara says, no, not true. You can't bring a riot from there. The reason why he can't be made for the nether, not because once you're Mekayim it can never be expired. Not because of that at all. The Gemara answer is low. Kesavra they hold, kol vani, whenever you say the word vani and I, kiman damar kaim l'chi liolm dami. It's as if you're saying, when I say I want to be a Nazir also, it's as if I'm saying, and you are going to be a Nazir forever, and I also want to be a Nazir. Now the implication from this line is, I don't want to read through the rhyme because this was a very complicated sugya. Implication is, let's say he says to her, I want you to be a Nazir for only a Shah, and I also want to be a Nazir, then it sounds like, in Echlami, she would not be a Nazir after an hour passes. That's what it sounds like. But again, I don't want to go into this more than what the Gemara says, because this is, as David said, very challenging. Okay, new Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us, Meis Ha'av, we already saw some of these Mishnahs earlier, if the father dies, so again, we're talking about a situation where she's a Nara, she's engaged, under the age of 12 and a half. Between 11 and 12 and a half, because we said a woman can only take a nether when she's above age 11, where she knows somewhat what this Ribbono Shel Olam is, that she, who she's making a nether from. So the Rosh and Ram, we said the age of 11. So between the age of 11 and 12 and a half, if she's engaged, her father and husband, or her fiancé, have the right to, in partnership, to be made for Nadar. So now, the Mishnah says, Mesa'av, the father dies. Lo nisrokna rishus labal. That permission does not pass on to the fiancé. The fiancé does not have the rights to exclusively make for Nadarm. Whatever nether she takes, it's stuck. But let's say the opposite happens. Meis habal, if the fiancé dies, then nisrokna rishus av. But then in that situation, the rishus, the permission is granted exclusively to the father. So we see clearly the father has an upper hand. So Bazeh, this is an example, says the Mishnah, Yofek Koach Av Mikoach Abal. We see clearly here that the father has an upper hand, has a greater strength than that of the husband, the fiancé, with respect to her nedar. But Bedavar Acher, says the Mishnah, with respect to some other halacha, Yofek Koach Abal Mikoach Av, there's another halacha, we'll see that the husband actually has the upper hand to that of the father, which is what? Shabal Mefer Bebagir, Va'av Eno Mefer Bebagir. What's Bagir? When she becomes a bogeris, which is a maturity, she reaches above the age of 12 and a half, which is a bogeris, and when, even though she's an ara, once she's a bogeris, she graduates from outside the rishus of her father. Her father loses his rishus, but at that point, the husband will have full, exclusive rights to be made for nadarm. So that's where the husband has a greater right than that of the father. We're good, David?
Yeah.
Okay. So the Gemara says, my time, what's the reason this is true? That if the father has the rights, that when the husband dies, the father has full rights. Why don't we say the opposite, that when the father dies, the husband also gets full rights? My time, the Gemara says, Dama Kra, the Pasuk says, Bin Nu'ureha Beis Avia. When she's a Nara, when she's an age of 11 to 12 and a half, she's in the house of her father. So says the Ran here, if you look at the Ran, six lines up from the bottom. My time, Adam Akrab Binureha Beisavia. My time, Lo Nisrokna Rishus Labal Kamalav. Why do we not say that when the father dies, it should be completely granted? The Rishus should be completely passed over to the husband, just like we say when the husband dies, it passes over to the father. Why is there a difference between the father and the husband? Behind Damar Kahacha, that's what the Gemara says. My time, Lukamin Besamach Gavi Meis Habal, but Nisrokna Rishus Alabal. Okay, another point there. The answer is around Benu Rea Beis Avia. Mashmer implies the Afagav the Leslav Akati Isa Beis Avia. Even though she has no father, it's still the control of Beis Avia. There's no father anymore, but that Rishus stays in Beis Avia. It does not transfer over to the husband, and you can't do that far. The husband doesn't get it. It's always in the Beis Avia, even if there's no father. Again, the emphasis is Beis Avia, not actual Avia. So even if the father is dead, it's still part of Beis Avia and does not transfer over to the husband. That's the source. Gemara now says, quotes from the Mishnah, if the husband dies, the fiancé dies, then the Rishus is passed on to the husband, to the father rather. And how do we know that to be true, that it transfers over to the father? So Amar Rabba, Rabba quotes a pasuk, Amar Kra, Vim hayos yel liish unidereha Allah. That's a pasuk found in the beginning of Matos. That if she gets married, we said marriage really means if she gets engaged to this man, this fiancé, and she already has some pre-existing nidarm on her from beforehand. And remember, before this pasuk, the pasuk before this had said, the Ran tells us, it said, Hafara da'av. It spoke about the father having the ability to be made for Nadarm. Then this very next pasuk talks about when she gets engaged, the fiancé has the rishus to be made for Nadarm. So the Gemara says now, going on to the Ayin Mabez, the top of Ayin Mabez, Makish Kodma Havaya Shnia Lekodma Havaya Rishona. There's smichas of Psukim here. There's a juxtaposition of Psukim here. They were connecting the before the second Havaya to before the first Havaya. Meaning what? Ma kodmei Havaya Rishona av mefer l'chudei, av kodmei Havaya Shnia av mefer l'chudei. Just like before the initial Erisin, before she ever gets engaged, the father has exclusive rights to be mefer the Nadarm of his daughter. So too, if the husband were to die, Right now she's ready for a second Arison. She hasn't got it yet, but she's now before the second possible Arison. So to before the second Arison, she also, the father, has exclusive rights to be made for Nedarim. Right, again, remember, the pasuk says, Bim Hayosiya. Hayosiya is two lashon. Hayosiya, we learn the Gemara in Kedusha tells us, the word Hayav, Hayisa, is always Kedushin, Erison. That's why the Gemara has all the time, V'yotva Hayisa. V'yotva means Gershin, Hayisa means Kedushin. There's a Gzereshava, V'yotva Hayisa, we always have the connections between Gershin and Kedushin. So V'hayisa means Kedushin. So why does the pasuk say Hayosiya? Two languages, two usages of the word Kedushin. The Gemara says, because melachos are the same. Just like before she ever gets engaged the first time, the father has full rights to her, so too before she gets engaged a second time, what's the case where she needs to get engaged a second time? When her husband dies, her fiancé dies, so she's about to get engaged a second time, so to then, the father has exclusive rights to be made for Nedarim. So that's how we know, after the fiancé dies, all the rights go over to the father. That's the Gzer Sukasif. But it never passes over to the husband because we say base Nira Base Avia, that when she's a Nara, the father, even though the father's not alive, the Base Avia has the full rights to her and does not pass over to the husband. The husband's rights do pass over to the father, but the father's rights never pass over to the husband. Okay. The Gemara now says, Ema, let's ask. Hani Mili, when is it true that the husband's rights pass over to the father? Maybe it's only been Nedarim Shelo Niru Laris. Maybe only Nedarim that her fiancé never heard of before. And those are types of Nedarim that are similar to Nedarim that came before she ever got engaged, that were pre-existed their engagement. So here too also, maybe those Nedarim that the fiancé, the Aris, never heard of, are going to pass on to the father. But maybe Nedarim Shiniru Laris Lo Matzi Mefer Av. Maybe Nedarim that the fiancé actually heard, he never reacted to yet, and then he died. Maybe those Nedarim, the father, would not have any rights to see because those wouldn't be similar to the Kodim Havai Rishona. Remember, Kodim Havai Rishona, we're referring to Nedarim that she made before she ever got engaged. So here too also, there should only be Nedarim that the husband never saw, and then he died. But Nedarim that he actually heard of, but never reacted, maybe those shouldn't pass on, those rights shouldn't pass on to the father.
So, if she's Bugeret, but she's not married, is the father allowed?
No.
No?
Nope. She's independent. So the Gemara answers, Ibn Nedarim Shelo Niru Laris, if it's referring to Nedarim that the husband, the fiancé, never heard. So you don't need to teach a chiddush. It says, Mibinu Reha Beis Avia Nafka. That's Pashit. That's going to go over to the father because the Aris was never Zochan, or the father always has first rights. That's Pashit. So the only case that we could be referring to, this new case of the two Havayas, could only be a situation of Nedarim that their husband actually did hear. And the Chiddush is, even though the Aris heard it, since the Aris died, the Chiddush is that it's going to pass, the rights are going to pass over to the father. Okay, let's keep going. Again, I know very, very hard stuff, we're trying to be very basic and as basic as we possibly can to get a somewhat of a shot here. Gemara now says, "Bezei yafa koach ha'av mikoach ha'bal." Misha told us that was the upper hand that the father had over the husband. That if the husband dies, the father inherits the rights. But if the father dies, the husband does not inherit the rights. So Gemara wants to know, Hey Chidami, what's the case? So this is actually going on the case of a Bulgaris. What's the case? The last line of the Mishnah told us that what was the upper hand that the husband has to that of the father? That when she becomes a Bulgaris, above the age of 12 and a half, the father has no longer has any rights, but the husband does have rights. So what's an example? Hey Chidami. Ilem, if you're going to say Shekidsha Kishinara, she got engaged when she was a Nara under the age of 12 and a half. Ubagra, and then aged to above 12 and a half. So Michti, let's understand this for a moment. And maybe that's the example where only the husband could be made for her, but not the husband, not the father rather. So if that's the case, so Michti, Misa Motzia, Ubagros Motzia Mirshis Av, that Misa, if the father were to die, that makes her independent. She leaves the Rishus of the father. And Bagris also, when she reaches the age of 12 and a half, also takes her out of the possession, the property of the father. So if that's true, those two are the same, they're accomplishing the same. Both Misa and Bagris accomplish the same. She becomes independent. So you should say further, Ma Misa lo nisrokna rishis labal, just like when the father dies, the rishis does not go over to the husband like we saw above. Af Bagris lo nisrokna rishis labal, so too when she becomes mature above the age of 12 and a half, that too should not pass over to the husband. So that can't be the case that we're talking about where she took when she was a Nara and then became a Bagris. That can't be the example, because in that case the husband actually will not get the rishis. Ella, the situation, she already was of age, she already was above 12 and a half, she already was a Bogaris, and then she gets engaged. But that can't be the Chiddush here, and that's the situation we're talking about, where only the husband could be made for, but not the father. HaTanina Chadazimna, we already learned this in a different Mishnah. We never have two Mishnahs, we rarely have two Mishnahs that teaches the same Halacha, and this already is taught in a different Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us later on, in this Masechta, it tells us, HaBogeres Sheshasa Yud Beis Chodesh. For Bogeres, a woman above the age of 12 and a half waits 12 months. So what's the context here? So Bogeres, she's waiting, she gets engaged. The lacha is, we saw in Ksubis, that we give 12 months for the husband to get a job to support your wife and your kids and the future kids. So what happens is she's waiting 12 months and the husband doesn't want to marry her yet. He's not prepared to get married. So Rabbi Eliezer holds that the husband's chayav to pay all her mizonos. He has to support her. That was the deal they made, even though they're not married yet. And he also has the full rights to be made for any of the nadarm.
Those 12 months?
After 12 months expires.
Oh, not before?
During 12 months, she lives in her father's house and he has 12 months to get ready, build himself a business up.
Didn't we learn in Ktuba that it's kind of a
shayachot? I don't think by nadarm.
Oh, nobody needs to give him mazonot.
No, we said not until 12 months. Not until, so 12 months passes, and they don't get married. If they get married, so certainly he has to support her.
Oh,
if they don't,
this is engaged. No.
Exactly. We don't have this time period now. We get engaged. Everything for us, kedushin and nisuin take place under the chuppah. The ring is the kedushin, and under the chuppah is the nisuin. Now, back then, they got engaged, had a whole ceremony of engagement, giving the ring, and then they would separate. 12 months later, they would hopefully get married. If they didn't get married, based on the deals that they made, the contract they signed, the husband would have to support her after 12 months if he decides not to marry her. And even if she was if he was a Kohen, he would actually give her Trumatit as well after 12 months if they weren't married even. So this happens, they didn't get married. So, but not only does he have to support her, but he also has a right. He has the right to be made for her Nadarm. Okay. So Gemara wants to know, wait a second here. We're trying to analyze this Mishnah. Haguf of Akasha. There's an internal contradiction in that Mishnah we just quoted. Amris, first we said, HaBogeres Sheshasa Shnei Masar Chodesh. So a mature girl who waited 12 months and the husband never got married to her yet. BeBogeres Lama Shnei Masar Chodesh. BeBogeres B'Shloshim Yom Sagila. Why is a Bogeres require 12 months to get ready? Bogeres only needs 30 days is enough. What does it mean that 30? Why is 30 days enough only? So where's the Ran go here?
אישה שהתקדשה לאחר שבגרה אין ממתינים ה-12 חודש, אין ממתינים ה-30 יום בלבד להכין צורכה לישראל. אף על פי שהיא מתונה, שכן מסתמה הכינה את תכשיטה לפני שבגרה, כדי למנוע עיכוב נוסף של ישראל, ומדוע אם כן אמרה המשנה הבוגרת שעתה 12 חודש. הרי פעילים שאתה רק 30 יום כבר להתחייב מעלה מזומנותיה. מה יקד יוסד?
Right, she doesn't want to wait. Meaning, once she's a Bulgarian, she's already excited to get married. She's anticipating getting married. She already starts her preparations now. So she's ready to get married. So I guess the point is not only that the husband needs to build himself up a business, but really the purpose is for her, that she needs to get ready. So when she's under the age of 12 and a half and she's a Nara, she doesn't think about marriage so much. So whenever she finds a nice man, then she'll start getting ready. But once she reaches the age of 12 and a half, she's getting really, really old now. She's getting nervous about getting married. So now I used to gotta start getting ready. Whenever I find my man, I'm ready to go. So she only needs 30 days. So why? How could this mission be talking about a Bogaris who's going to wait 12 months to get married? She's ready to go after 30 days. So maybe that's the explanation to why we do nowadays Kedushin and Nisun right away. Because our women are ready to get married. For the second they find their husband, they're ready immediately.
Yeah, very old when they get married.
Yeah.
So
left, right. So there's a contradiction. There can never be a situation where a Bogeris needs to ever wait 12 months. She gets 30 months. The Gemara explains what's supposed to say in the Mishnah is Tani. It's supposed to say Bogeris v'shashasa yud beit chav. There's two different cases. Either Bogeris, who waits 30 days and doesn't get married yet, or a Nara, who waits 12 months and doesn't get married. In either case, the law is that he has to support her after that time period, and he has the rights to be mefer nidarm. So what do we bring from all this? Mikomakum kasha. There's a kasha. The kasha being, we see that after she becomes a bogeris, the husband, the fiancé, has the full exclusive rights to be mefer nidarm. We wanted to say before, our Mishnah, which talks about bogeris, is teaching us the halacha. When she had nidarm, she was a bogeris, I'm sorry. She was a bogeris already. She made a nether, and then she gets engaged. That fiancé has the right to be made for those nidarm when she was a bogeris. That can't be the chiddush of our mission, because that's the mission later on that talks about a bogeris who gets engaged, and 30 days they don't get married, so she's still engaged, she's still in Arusa. The husband has full rights to made for nidarm. It's the same exact case. How could two mishnayos be teaching us the same exact halacha? So the Gemara says, Ibai Seima. One answer is, I was going to suggest two answers. One answer is, Hacha Dafka Uvogeres Katani. So here, this Mishnah and Daf Ayin is teaching us halacha about a Bogeres. This is the real source. The real place for the halacha is here, that a Bogeres, who is engaged, the fiancé has full rights to be Befer Nedarim. Over there, Hasam Mishum Dibayi Flugu Rablazer Rabbanon. Over there, they write it because they wanted to teach a machlokas about Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbanon, about the time period of waiting for getting married. But they only brought it because they wanted to address the machlokas, but not to teach us the halacha. The halacha we already knew. But again, they taught it just to explain the machlokas Rabbi Eliezer Rabbanon, who says that after, let's say, the time comes and they don't get married, either 30 days for Bogeris or 12 months for Nara, Rabbi Eliezer says, once that time reaches, not only does the husband have to support her, but the husband also has the rights to be made for Nadarm. The Chamim argue and say, not true. I agree to you that the husband has to start supporting her if the time period comes and he doesn't marry her yet. But he does not have the ability to be made for Nadarm. So just in light of that, Machlok is about what happens after the 12 months or 30 days arrive, what rights does the husband have? They mentioned halacha that a bogeris, that the husband has full rights to be made from the dharma of a bogeris. But that wasn't the real source of the halacha. The real source is here and that fine. Number two, the Gemara suggests, Ibai Seima, another answer is bogeris dafka. Really, the source of bogeris is the Mishnah later on. The Mishnah later on tells us that a bogeris, that the husband, the arus, has the full rights to be made from the dharma of the bogeris. So why do we mention here in this Mishnah? So this Mishnah is superfluous. So Gemara says, the ID the Nasav Reisha Bazeh, Nasav Seva Nami Bazeh. Because remember, our Mishnah taught us a halach of, what was the Yafak Korach Ha'Abal? We said, what was the upper hand, the greatest strength that the father had? That was, if the husband dies, the father inherits that right. As opposed to, if the father dies, the husband doesn't inherit the rights. So that shows us the Korach Ha'Av. So the Mishnah wanted to just say, just realize it's not always that the father has the upper hand. There's some time situation, there's another scenario where the husband has the upper hand. So just to teach us that contrast, they said, when does a husband have the upper hand? When she's a bogeris. But not to teach me that the halacha bogeris, that halacha is later on. We just wanted to use the halacha to teach us that there are situations where the husband also gets an upper hand. So either way, there are two different answers, that there's not a repeated Mishnayos, one's an Iker and one comes Agava Urcher. Okay. Stop here again. Not easy stuff.